Okay, so the request was to speak tonight about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but I can tell now, I was going through this, but this isn't going to be one just one chabura. Maybe Hashem will have several, see how far we get to tonight.
That was a mark, and it looked very
thick. Yeah, 26 sources to work through. Halavai, we'll get to the first six tonight. I found some more already. I think I have to put them in the packet, but we'll be mashlim as we go. So, I mean, it makes sense to talk about the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael this week's parsha. And Parshas Pinchas talks about the Menos Tzolofchad, right? And the tremendous chiba and how much they cherished and longed for Eretz Yisrael. Also, Matas Masa, really Masa, is where the Psukim that all the raid really begins with. So we'll go through the Psukim and we'll start. We'll develop the Sugya. So if you see, the first source, Vaydaber Hashem Moshev Arvos Moav Al Yardein Yerech Leimor Daber Al Bnei Yisrael Amarta Lehem Ki Atem Oivrim Es Hayardein El Eretz Kanan. So you're the ones who are going to be, again, we're 40 years later, this is the generation that's going to go in. V'horash Dem Es Kol Yoshve Ha'aretz Mipneichem Ibadetem Es Kol Mash Kiyoson Es Kol Tzalmei Masich Osam Ta'abedu Ves Kol Bamosom Tashmidu. Okay, so you have to Vahorashtem is going to be a machloikis, like a lashon of inheriting or of driving them out, right? So you're going to get them to leave all the people who are living there. You're going to destroy all their idols that are there, all the getchkes that are there. Pasuk Nun Gimel Vahorashtem es haaretz v'yishavtem bo. So you're going to Yerusha. You're going to inherit it, the land v'yishavtem bo. So the question is, well, how do you understand that phrase? Is that a mitzvah of to cause them to, you should be cognitive, or is it a haftacha that you will be able to inhabit the land if you do this? Ki lechem nesati es ha'aretz, l'resh es osa, I give you the land, right? Ve'his nachalten, so it's a small print, as the eretz begoral, mashkosech, and you're going to divide that to everybody. So Rashi and Rishi says, v'harashtim es ha'aretz, rashtim osa, Miyoshveho, you're going to drive out the people who are living there currently, and then once you do that, va'az v'shavtembo, right? Tuchlis kayimbo, you're going to be able to live there. You have to first get them out. Ve'im lav lo tuchlu v'hiskayimbo. If you don't get them out, then you won't do it. So it's good advice, right? If you want to be in Israel, you have to get kicked out. There's no coexistence over here. There's no synthesis. There's no friendly neighbors. If you want to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to drive them out. But Rashi does not learn that it's actually a tzivui that you have to do that. It's like, it's a tova, kamash malon. Here's what you could.
What's interesting is that he wouldn't follow that it would be a tzivui, even though it seems like kilokam nasati asaretz l'arash asosa, that the main focus is like as if it's I meant for you to do that. Even though, at the same time, Hashem didn't say,
Let me ask you, when you read the Pesuk, before you get to the Rashi, to the Ramban next, do you understand this as a promise, or do you understand this as a commandment?
It's true. I'm saying, now that looking at it, it sounds more like a promise, I guess.
Okay, so you're a Rashi Jew. Ramban was a fine Mefarish as well. This is the world-famous Ramban, right? V'harashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo ki lechem nesati es ha'aretz. Okay, al dati ze mitzvahs asehi. According to my understanding, this is a mitzvahs asehi. Yitzave osam sheyashu ba'aretz v'yarsha osa, that you are to live in it and to inherit it, to drive them out. Ki hunos no lahem v'lo yimosu b'nachlas Hashem. This is what we were given to him. We shouldn't despise the nachla, the inheritance from Hashem. The il yale al daitam, if you have a havamin leches lechvoish es eretz shinor or eretz oshur, right? If you want to go conquer another land, you want to make another Jewish homeland in Uganda or some other place. Vezul osan yasiv es yavoro amitzas Hashem. You're over the mitzvahs Hashem. This is the land you were given, and this is where you should be living. Mash if the igu rabosenu, and you look how the Chazal have talking so wonderfully about this. The mitzvahs a yeshiva be eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of yeshiva eretz Yisrael. Usha also latseis imenu v'yadunu kimaredes, that if you leave, there's the iser, which I think in previous years we spoke about. We had chabura on that topic about the iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. But we see the Chazal say you're not allowed to. Again, we talked about the exceptions to that, and then a maredes. So a maredes is a woman loses, she's rebelling. Now, the Gemara says in Kesubis that if a husband is destroying the marriage, so then he has to divorce his wife, and what's it called? And he has to pay the Kesuba. How are you doing, Mary? This is your topic. If she's destroying the marriage, she's a meredes, so then she gets divorced, but she forfeits her ksuba because she's the cause of this. So we'll see how that works out in a few minutes. He says, I want to make aliyah. Let's get on the next nefesh b'nefesh flight. She says, no. I'm quite happy where I am. You know, save Zionism for the drushas, but I'm staying where I'm at. So then she's a meredes. She is destroying the marriage, and she loses her ksuba, according to the Mishnah. V'chein ha'ish, the opposite. She wants to go, and he says, I'm staying here. This is the place where you learn out the mitzvah. The Ramban learns in Parashas Maaseh, that is the mitzvah of Harashtim. So we chazer over this. We have many examples of where this mitzvah here is. Go inherit the land. Aval Rashi pierce. He quotes in Rashi. It's important. Ramban calls Rashi the Bechor, right? He's the Bechor, and he says Rashi has a different shot, right? Aval, but Rashi learns differently. You'll be able to tuchlu. You'll be able to live there. If you do it, kemoshi pirashnu hu ha'ikar. But the way we've explained, that's the ikar. Since Rashi learns it, so the way the Ramban learns is all one part of the one inyan in ten. Rashi learning is two separate topics. So the kitzer, you know, the way they explain this, the Rashi learns it's a havtacha. It's a promise. And the Ramban is learning that it's actually tzivuya to go out and conquer Eretz Yisrael.
So does that mean, since theoretically, if the land's conquered already, you don't have that
to live there? You have to live there.
So you don't have the first. I mean, if it's one,
there's kibush Eretz Yisrael. There's actual yishuv. So you have to. You have to live there. So living it, if you can't, then not only you live there, you have to do whatever by any means necessary. You have to get them out so you can live there. But if there's no wars that you have to fight, you can just get on the plane and move to Israel. Ma tov l'anoyim, right? So that's the rest. This is the Ramban. So if it's really a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to live in Eretz Yisrael, so we would have expected the Rambam to count it, right? The Rambam is one of the moyne hamitzvahs, right? But he doesn't. So we know already the Ramban shitas. He's gonna go to town on this. There's many, not just many, but there's quite a few, you know, mitzvahs that the Ramban attacks the Rambam. He says, you know, you didn't count this one, right? You didn't count. You don't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You don't count Birkas HaTorah, right? These are some of the famous mitzvahs that the Ramban attacks. So in the next source you have, we'll start on the left side, trying to work out. Where the Ramban, you see, the little says, "Hakol hu mimitzas asay hazeh shnitzavin l'reshes haaretz v'yishapi l'sheves bo im kein he mitzas asay l'doros." Right, this is a mitzvah for all generations. Mischayev kol yochim imenu va'afilu bezman golus ki yadua b'talmud b'makomus harbe. So you might have thought, no, maybe this only applies when there's a basic understanding. That's when you have a mitzvah to be there. But in times of golus, there isn't. So he says, no. You have to, in the very last line, if you look at it, says Shvet Lasos Amor Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael Shkula Kenegi Kol Hamitzvos Shebetora. It's like the biggest, right? Now this is the Ramban, and this is the Ramban lived what he preached. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, right? Have you been to the Ramban Shul in the Nelson?
Yeah.
So the Ramban is very strong on the Rambam for not counting it. But the question is, why not? So there's a lot of different answers given. One of the classic ones is the Megillas Esther, right? So he wants to come and defend the Rambam, which is always a good thing to do. So he says, Venirli, see, right? Kima shalomono harav is the Rambam, who lefi shemitzes Yerusha sa'aret v'yashav saw lo nehagu rak bimei Moshe v'yashua v'david. No, there was a mitzvah back then, back in the Tanakh time periods, right? We have Moshe, Yeshua, v'cholzman shelo galu me'artzam, right? Now, the Rambam specifically said not like that, right? But the Migos Esther was like, that's the Rambam Pshita. Aval achash shegalu me'alad ma'asam, but since we've been exiled from our land, Eretz Yisrael, ein mitzvah zenoheges ledoros. This is not a mitzvah for all generations. So that's why he's explaining, when the Rambam counts his mitzvahs, he gives certain klalim. There's shoroshim, 14 different things, mitzvahs that apply for all generations. But the mitzvah ledoros is not there. So he says that's why the Rambam isn't counting it. Because yes, it's true that there was, back in the day, a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But nowadays it doesn't apply. Because, unfortunately, we're in Golos. Right? Ad eiz bo ha-Mashiach, ki ad-rab, and it's tavinu l'fi, masha amr b'sof k'subas. We'll see the Gemara coming up, the end of k'subas. Shelo nimro b'umos l'leches l'chvosh es ha-aretz b'chazaka. Right? The famous, we'll do the it's called the shalosh shavuos. Right? The three oaths that the Klal Yisrael took. So one of them is that we're not going to rebel against the umos ha-olam and go and conquer the land. Right? Okay, brings a pasuk. Vidarshu bo shlo yali Yisrael bechoma. Bechoma literally means to go up in great force. So you see that we took a shavua not to do that, right? Okay, umash omr haramban, right? What the Ramban writes. That not only is it to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to fight in these wars. Zehu kasher lo nehiyeh mishubadim l'umos. This is that we shouldn't be mishubad, subservient, enslaved, worked by the umos. Mash omr oed shechachomim hifligu b'shvach diras haaretz. Right, and they talk about how wonderful it is and how terrible it is to leave Eretz Yisrael. Zehu davka mizuvan shebeis hamigdash kayim. You're right, that was true. But one second, this whole idea about a man and a woman gets the ksuba, doesn't get the ksuba, loses it. That was back in the day when David Shlomo, when he had a base of Mingdash. But nowadays, no, it doesn't apply. Aval achshav ein mitzvah ladurbo. There is no mitzvah to live. This is the Megillas Esther's classic answer for the Rambam. There's others, the Zachronim as well, that say a little bit differently. I think it's the Avni Nezer who says like this. Similar. Idea that what's the mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael? The mitzvah is to be supported from Peros Haaretz, from the land itself. But if you're physically living, your zip code is in Eretz Yisrael, but all your parnos is coming from Europe, is coming from America, is coming from wherever outside of the land, that's not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So explain, that's one another teretz they give as to why, I think he's talking with the kids, why many gedolim weren't necessarily advocating for that. There is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says something that anybody who does something that's productive in the land of Eretz Yisrael, echveis, a taxi driver, gets the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that didn't make it in all the version.
How could you not say something like that? Because even the tribes, they weren't all directly, you had people that were probably traveling, doing trade.
You had a businessman. So one of the Hetam believers was for Parnassa. So that's right to learn, to get married, to for Parnassa. You're allowed to leave. There's a Yerushalmi that says even Re'ias Pnei Chavero. That's a big cool.
Wow.
To see your friend, right? I think it's brought down of all places in Hilchos Cholamoid. But Yerushalmi, some quote is that's like the biggest cool. But certainly for Parnasa, if you can't make a Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, there's a hetter to leave, right? But it's some of the hetterim, some the reasons why people leave Eretz Yisrael are we could say at least are questionable. But
even that time, it was just them. It's a whole tribe that they would be not be getting the mitzvah if we didn't have.
Well, the stam was the men. I'm sure the women and kids were home, but the men, yeah, those men who were traveling were not. I remember Rabbi Rosner. We were let's go back a few years. We were together having a meal at Camp Ask. So we're talking about his Daf Yomi Shir. He says, I didn't give it today. I had to drive my wife to the airport. He says, the mitzvah, if you should Eretz Yisrael, that beat out the Daf Yomi. They didn't give the time, whatever, when it was. It was summer of 2010. But, which ironically might be around where the daf is now, right? The cycle. So maybe drop behind. Okay. But what can I tell you? The living in Eretz Yisrael, so even though Shvatim that weren't there full time, they still were getting the mitzvah when they were there of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right? Okay, so let's start with this famous. Yeah.
So is the Megillus Esther, is he learning? He's looking at the Rambam. Also holds Vishavtim, but like the Ramban, but Vishavtim, but only applies Bisman Shvesa Mikdash Hayikai.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you could say in the Rambam that the Rambam learned like Rashi that Vishavtim was Bechal Ma.
No, so he's learning more that it's a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah Ladoros. I mean, the Rambam counts. He only counts mitzvahs Ladoros. So that's why he doesn't put in his minyan of mitzvahs.
Right. As an alternative, we can say that the Rambam went like Rashi, right? That Vishavtim was not.
It was a promise. Yeah, but I think, no, I think they're learning in the Rambam
that
if it is a mitzvah, it doesn't, right. Yeah. So, it's interesting. Rav Tzadok has a beautiful piece. I saw this quoted from Rav Gedalia Shor Sefer. Rav Tzadok writes that every Agadita is particularly placed in, it's like a special siyata d'shamayi that was placed in that mesechta in Shas. He goes through a different context, but he's discussing, unfortunately now we're in the 3 weeks, and the famous Gemaras of Kamtza Bar Kamtza of the Churban, those are placed in which mesechta?
Tanit.
Which one?
Tanit. No?
Yeah? Oh, Kamtza Bar Kamtza is in
Gittin. Gittin. It's in Gittin. Gittin. Divorce. Divorce. It talks about, unfortunately, the separation between the Chosin and Kala, between Klal Yisrael and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Rav Tzadok is talking about where the sugya is about Eretz Yisrael, Ksubas. Ksuba for when you're talking about that in the very end. I don't know why. I've asked people, I've never gotten have not yet gotten a answer, but I've just noticed that a lot of Agadahs happen to be right at the end of a perek. I don't know why that is when they're reading the Shas, but at the very end of the whole Masechta, you have all the Agadahs about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. So let's start the Gemara. We'll see how far we get. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Malin LeEretz Yisrael Ve'in Hakol Moitzin. Everyone can go up to Eretz Yisrael, but everyone can leave. Hakol Malin Yushalayim Ve'in Hakol Moitzin. Everyone can go up to Yushalayim, but everyone can be forced to leave Yushalayim. Echad Hanashim Ve'echad Hanashim. Both a man could force his wife to go, meaning from Chutz L'Aretz to Yushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, and even to Eretz Yisrael, they're living in Tel Aviv. They say, oh, they're living in Hebron. They say, I want to go to Yushalayim. So each one could force the other. Nasa Isha be'eretz Yisrael, v'garsha be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, this is a little more of a monetary issue. I'm going to skip. Look where it gets wide. The Tanur Rabban is the first word on the line. See what's on the line? Who omer la'alos? Right, right. He says, "Honey, I'm moving to Israel." V'hi omeres shelo la'alos. She says, "Honey, I'm not moving to Israel." Kofin osa la'alos. He could force her to make aliyah. V'im lav teitzib lo ksuba. And if not, then she divorces her because he wants to live a life, and part of life is being married. So then she's not doing that. So therefore, she's considered halachically to be like the one who was meredes and breaking up the marriage. So she forfeits her ksuba. He omeres la'alos. She says, "I'm going to Israel." But who omeres shol la'alos? Kofin osa la'alos. We force him to go. V'im lav yotziv itin ksuba. Right? Okay. Fine. So that's the basic idea of what we'll call like a penalty, so to speak. There's a very important tosfos here on the Dibra Maschil. Who omer la'alos? He says to go, and she says no. So the Mishnah, the Gemara said she loses her ksuba. So look at this. Ein enoheg bizman hazeh. This concept of yes ksuba, no ksuba doesn't apply. Bizman hazeh. Tosfos is living in the 1100s, right? De'ika sakonas drachim. Because it's dangerous to go there. It's dangerous. V'haya oimer Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achshav, again, in the Middle Ages, Eina mitzvah ladur be'aretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah whatsoever to live in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we don't know how to keep Shemitah correctly. We don't know terms of Maestras. We don't know Orla. We don't know fill in the blank. We don't know. We don't know all the mitzvahs that apply, and therefore, there is sheet in the Tosfos that there is no mitzvah in their time period of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because of Sakanas Drachim. And the question is, what? And it wasn't dangerous in the times of the Ramban. It was so much better. So this is, I remember in camp, we were trying to teach, we had Yom Yisrael. So we wanted to like teach the kids that it was a machloikis. So we made a, there was a guy there who was like a whiz at like, you know, carpenter. He built like a wrestling ring in the middle of the camp. And we had like two people acting up as the Rishonim, right? We had the Rebbeinu Chaim and we're weighing in, and then it was the Rebbeinu Chaim, and we had the Ramban. They had like a little wrestling match. It was cute, like, you know, you got to engage the kids. So, but this is the famous Shita. This is a famous Shita, the Rebbeinu Chaim. It's Sakonas Drachim. So therefore, he says that it doesn't apply. Okay, so we'll have to see. Does that really? Let me go to the next. On the next page is the world famous Gemara.
And Chai is a little hard to understand. Like, there's a mitzvah, so why do we like? It's a little bit funny concept that because we're afraid we'll violate other mitzvahs, so therefore it sort of nullifies this mitzvah.
Yes. Yeah, so how do you understand that?
And Chai is a little hard to understand. I mean, if he just says there's no mitzvah because we're afraid we'll violate other mitzvahs. Like, it's a mitzvah, so I mean, Eichat Nasi that we should nullify this one because we might violate other mitzvahs.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. So maybe we could put that together with the Ramban and Achrei Mos, right? The Ramban and Achrei Mos understands why is it that there's a higher standard for those nations living in Eretz Yisrael, because you're mamish in the king's palace, so you're held to a higher level of scrutiny, right? There's a higher level of hashkacha pratos avada. You have a greater hashkacha living in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a double edged because you're in the king's palace. So then an avera, against the king when you're, you know, 2,000 miles away on some deserted island, that's not so bad when you're in the king's palace and you do an avera against the king. So okay, I'm not be able to keep all the Torah mitzvahs, so it's better to do what I can in chutz la'aretz than to go there and now be held to a higher scrutiny where I'm just not going to be able to pass the test. Perhaps that's one way to work out, and it's within the rimas be the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chaim. It's interesting that this is an idea, right? That living in Eretz Yisrael, you're held you're held to a higher standard, right? There's a chasm sofer. Now, in halacha, what's the most important part of the esrog? What part do you want to make sure you get the cleanest part when you're looking for your esrog? You're taking off your glasses and you're pulling out the top. The top of the esrog is the most important part. So necessarily dots or imperfections on other parts of the esrog, we can be more lenient on, but on the top, you want a clean top for sure. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer explains, just like there's more scrutiny on the top part of the esrog, imagine this would be the esrog, you're looking down at it, imagine this is the globe, and Eretz Yisrael is right on top. There's such a closer scrutiny on the top, right? Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos doesn't mean it's the highest in elevation, it means it's the highest. It's the spiritual center of the whole world. So the Chasam Sofer says, like, that's the idea of Eretz Yisrael. So we understand that we're, you know, in Chumash it's called Canaan, right? So Canaan could mean a merchant, but I think Reb Chaim Vital learns that Canaan is a lashon of hachna'a, humility, right? Eretz Canaan is the land which makes one more humble, because you're in the palace of the king. I think there's even a sefer written, and it was the Palace of the King, like a nice Zionist book. But it's so true. In other words, the very first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is that a person behaves differently when they're in the presence of a king. And that person in their house, and you're stretched out, and I'm on the couch, and I got the soda, I got the chips. A king's in the room. You're not acting like that. So when you're not the king too, you went to the king. You're in the palace. So there's a higher level of behavior that's required. So perhaps also there's another reason that we could explain why the Rebbeinu Chaim says, again, the first part was Sakonas Drachim. Okay, so we understand. The question is, how far you have to go to endanger yourself to perform a mitzvah, right? That's like just a general, you know, lo sam lo dam reacha type of shayla. But the second part about the mitzvos, so then you know, we can understand why if you're not going to be able to keep the mitzvos, so you know you have this in Tanakh as well, with the when Elisha comes, Eliyahu, and Elisha goes east of Shunamis, right? He tells, right? So he says, before you came to town, I was the spitz, I was the best, and now you're here. I'm compared to you, so now you've caused me to you got my son to get to fall ill because now I'm the real I'm not such on you compared to you, so maybe it's better sometimes to be not to be in the spotlight. Okay, but when you're in Eretz Yisrael, your mamash, you're in the spotlight. Okay, so let's try to any questions so far? Okay. This is now the Gemara that really we're going to have to try to spend a lot of time tackling. How are we doing? Okay. I won't get to the whole thing, but we'll start it. And again, this is what I got, right? I want to get the first six sources. We're on target. Where, yeah. The Omer Gimel Shavuos Halalu. Right? We took three. Lam Achas Shelo Yalu Yisrael Bechoma. One of the Shavuos that we took was not to go to Eretz Yisrael Bechoma. The top Rashi says at the very top line, Shoyala Bechoma, at the end, Yachad, not together, Biyad Chazaka. To go together, like meaning in mass numbers, forcefully. So that was one of the things that we promised not to do. Okay, so then that would basically preclude a lot of these massive.
When were these shavuos?
So these are unclear exactly when we took a shavuah and the goyim took a shavuah. Unclear exactly when this actually took place. Va'achas shehishpia Hakadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael shlo yirmedu b'umos ha'olam. Right, that we took an oath. Hashem, that we're not going, again, this is a negadita, right? You have to understand that we're not going to be married, b'malchut, we're not going to rebel against the umas ha'olam. V'achas shehishpia Kodesh Baruch Hu es oivdei kochovim. And the goyim took an oath, shlo yishtabdu bahen b'Yisrael yoisem yidai, that they're not going to work us, not going to be mishabed us more than necessary. So we know for sure they didn't keep their end of the deal. So does that mean that the whole thing is off? Right? Okay, so again, I don't know the answers to when exactly did we take these shavuos, but you see clearly we took a shavua not to go back b'choma. Okay, so how do you understand this? Do these, first of all, again, more of a bigger picture, can you learn a halachic from a gadata statement? Right, that's a discussion as well. So he brings here in the Be'iri Chassidus L'Shas, brings a Noam Elimelech. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Wait, it's the next one. I don't want to do the Shlosh Shavuos. I was going to do the, I have the Vio Moshe, the Sapa. So he learns this pshat, that we took a Shavuot and we're not allowed to be over on that. The fact that the Goyim didn't keep theirs, that doesn't necessarily release us from our Shavuot, that we are not allowed to go Bechoma, but Yechidim could go. Yechidim could go and be there because that's not the violation of Shavuot. So if one person decides to pack up and go, another person decides to go out, but they have massive Jews immigrating, Aliyah, Nefesh, Benefesh, that, according to the Satmar, is a violation of this, of one of the Shavuos that we took, and I do not know when exactly we took the Shavuot. Okay.
So when we say the Choma, you're not saying, that's a prohibition against numbers as opposed to by force? I mean, what's
both. That? Right? To have a strong, meaning, you're saying if 50,000 individuals in Oma decide to just go.
But they go peacefully.
Yeah,
they buy the empty lot next door.
Right? Why would he go against? Why would he say that it's? Why would Samer say that's that in itself is also violating the choma?
Well, the Gemara says it's choma. Rashi learns choma is yad chazaka.
Yeah, no, but not necessarily. What he's pointing out is not necessarily the amount of people that are going. It's how you're doing it.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I agree. I think so. I mean, this is a huge sefer. It's a masterpiece. He's mamish quoting everything. Yeah, you go through there's three maimorim in here, right? Maimer Shalosh Shavuos, Maimer Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Maimer Loshen Hakodesh. So he goes through and quotes literally everybody on the thing. So I meant to this is the next part of the Gemara, which I wanted to get to. You see where it's the next part? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hadar. You see where I am?
Yeah.
Final line. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Kol Hadar be'Eretz Yisrael Sharu Belo Avon. Anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is like without sin. Shneimar. So Avon, Amurava, or of Ashi, and I'm a soybly chaloyim, and Matin. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. Maybe it's the. We go back. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go back, go back. It's on the Kuf on the Bay. Kuf Yudam and Aleph. No, where am I? Kuf Yudam and Bays. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead and I realized I was going to start reading it. It was the wrong Gemara. I want to do a different one. Look on where it's on Tan Rabbanan. It's on, back on source 5.
Next
yeah, the next part, the bottom part, which is where it's underlined. Tan Rabbanan, Lo'olam yodur adam be'eretz Yisrael. This is it. You should always live in Eretz Yisrael. Afila be'ir sheruba oivdei kochofim. Even if the majority of people in the city you live in worship idols, va'al yidor be'chutz la'aretz, and don't live in chutz la'aretz, afila be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Even in the city where the majority of people are Jews.
That goes against the first teaching we had, the first source. It says you're obligated to rid the land before you can live there.
Yeah, but you haven't lived it, so you still have to. It's still better to live with Ovde Kachavim. Shekol Hadar be'Eretz Yisrael. Anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, Dome Kimishi Yeshlo Eloah. Is Dome, it's similar to his person who has a God. Vechol Hadar be'Chutz La'aretz. And anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, Dome Kimishi Einlo Eloah. It's dogma. It's similar to one who has no God. Oh. That's the Gemara. Like, what do you do with this, right? As we hear the 4th of July fireworks off in the background, right? Celebrating America, right? And we just learned that it's Kimish Inlo. You have no God. You're living in 4th of July. It's a muktam this year, I guess. It happened, right? So that's what I want to do. So I want you to quote from the Noam Eli Melech. He says like this. I'm going to just say to Raza, this is the Noam Melech on Lech Lecha. We have time? A few minutes? I don't want to go too far over. But it says, Omer Chazal, right? He quotes the Gemara we had. Hay omid b'chutz la'aretz, yechavin libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So when you're davening, we always face, since where we are in the world, we always face, where is Mizrach? Where we really, it's not Mizrach, it's, you're facing Eretz Yisrael. But if you're in a different hemisphere, you just turn to face that direction, right? But Eretz Yisrael, yechavin es libo k'neged Yerushalayim. So if you're in Tzfas, you're going to face south. If you're in Hebron, you're going to face north. You're always facing k'neged base Kodesh Kodashim, you're going to face the base of Mikdash. Nimtiz Mizeh comes out from this. When a person wants his prayers to be accepted, says the Noam Eli Melech, Tzarech Lirois Es Atzmo, he has to make himself see, Ke'ilu Hu Oimi B'Yushalayim. You have to make yourself as if you're facing that, because, as the Piazetz and Rebbe and others explain, we know the rule is you are where your thoughts are, right? So if everybody, wherever they are in the world, is thinking about Yushalayim and is thinking about the Beis Hamikdash, comes out that's an Indian of Kibbutz Galios. Because if every single Jew in Klal Yisrael, even those in Chutz La'aretz, are focused and thinking and in their mind, they're imagining themselves as they're standing at the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash Banui, and it's built. Hu Mechuvan Keneged Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Ha'osek, if you're doing this, Bol Yedei Behirus Hamachshava. If you do this, then you'll have a clarity of thought and an attachment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if you actually are seeing this, because you're doing this. By doing this, you have, it strengthens one emuna, and you come to believe in the reality of Hashem's existence. V'zeh she'omer hadar be'eretz Yisrael. That's when a person is Hadar, the person who's living in Eretz Yisrael, who envisions himself, even in Chutz La'aretz, as if they're living in Eretz Yisrael. But tefilaso domek shemish kimi sheyesh lo elaka. It's like a person. That person is a god. That person pictures God in their life. Now their moon is shining. Ki hu masig oso yizborach masheingim mishelo nischavein betefilaso kifi hanal, which is opposed to the person who doesn't do that. Like they don't have connection to Hashem. So with the Noam Eli Melech does, he reinterprets the Gemara. It's not about a physical location anymore. It's all about your machshava, which is a very, very Hasidic idea. That someone once went to the Tzemach Tzedek, through the Babich Rebbe, and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe said to him, I think if I remember, the Lashon was like, Machdos, make this Eretz Yisrael. Which means what? Doesn't mean that you're going to separate Shumer and Meiser from your backyard living in Lubavitch. It means that what would you do if you were in Eretz Yisrael? You dab with Kavana. You do a lot of Chesed. You would you'd learn. You'd be on a higher spiritual level. So bring that spirituality, the same way you'd be acting in Eretz Yisrael, bring that here. So that's one pshat that I saw to bring down, try to understand this Gemara. So maybe, I know we're a little bit over time, I appreciate that, but I think we're going to take a few weeks to go through this. Maybe we'll start with this Maimer and the Shavuos. I'll try to do a little bit of research to find out if anybody brings down exactly when in world history these Shavuos took place. I didn't see anyone so far that discusses that. But it's a real sugya. In other words, you have to understand where the Satmar comes from. It's not just pick this up. That he has, look at the sefer. He has raya upon raya upon raya. Whether you can dinzach on the raya or not, that's a different thing. And you could question, for every medrash that says one way, there's a medrash that says the opposite way. Okay, I'm asking, but it's a sugya. It's a sugya that has to be learned. I think maybe that's what you're asking about. You say, we never really learned the sugya. But a quick sikkum for so far, we saw there is a machlokes in pshat in Parshas Maaseh, whether or not it's a promise or it's actually a commandment to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam does not count it. Different tirutim is given as to why he doesn't count that. There's much more to discuss about that. I didn't really want to devote a shiur to most of that. I wanted to try to move on. And then the famous Gemaras in the end of Kesubas, which talk about how the Moredes, how she would lose her Kesuba, and how the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael. There's beautiful agaditas to discuss with this. But we'll try to pick it up next time. We'll start with the Gemara in Gittin, in Chesem and Beis, which we got a lot to do. We got a lot to do. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.